fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Taking the world. Taking the world by force.
98.6.
The mouth.
Radio for a Wednesday afternoon. For our contractual obligations, we're here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today.
Right.
It is 4 p.m. starting, 4:10, but started right on time. Took over the stream as scheduled. Wednesday, the 22nd of September. Patriots Month. Sending your prank call requests to me today. Send them into the staff if you're in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, go there now, madhouselive.com. Click on the chat button or just direct yourself to madhouselive.com/chat. Video feed is also there. Thank you to everybody watching on Ustream as well. We are on Cacti Radio. Tuck, I understand, was holding it down starting around 3 p.m. Eastern. His website is tuckermike.com. Tuck, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey! What's happening? Straight up hitting blah, 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 DVD, and all that good grooviness and stuff.
Nice. Brendan sending in numbers. Thank you, Brendan. Nunu's in the house. I'm sure he'll send in some ideas also. We got tons of numbers here from the logs across the years. The Lonesome Loser Classic Logs. Got that open here. Send in your ideas. If you're on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can message me, Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio is my screen name on there.
That reminds me, I need to get with you later off the air or something.
Okay.
Nothing big deal, just something.
Yeah, big meeting. Big problem. Big fucking problem that I don't care about. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Madhouse@live.com. MSN European users. Non-Americans use that a lot, and Puerto Ricans do a lot, too. Imagine that. Non-Americans might as well be. Okay, ladies. Any ideas? Tuck, what were you working on over there? I heard you looking for ideas. Did you do any calls? I always ask you about this. And you said you were going to upload calls to the FTP, and you never did. What happened?
I did. No, I did. It's there. It's there. Relief Tuck folder. And under Tuck folder, and there's Relief folder, and there should be there.
Oh, you did. I saw you you created a Relief Tuck folder, but it was empty. Yeah. I thought it was empty. No? Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Let me look. I've got it right here in front of me. Let's see.
Look and see.
Relief Tuck folder. Oh, there's okay. Yeah, there's some stuff here. Chickens for Cheap. That's a WAV file.
Okay.
That's very 90s of you. Thank you.
Shit.
I'm just saying. It just popped up. Happy Meat. Happy Meat. Ugly at Denny's. All right, cool. We got some stuff there. Tuck, I'll add those to the rotation after the show, bitch. Stupid bitch.
How much is dinner, though?
How much is what?
Should be like a big list.
How many? How many are in here? I don't know. I got
well, what's average, you know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Looks like about 19 there,
okay.
Buddy.
Okay.
19 there, buddy.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah.
Venison saying keep
do
one.
Do you want to replace his WAV files, by the way?
If you want to, it's no big deal. Yeah, I think, you know what? I think it does make Winamp is what I'm using to run the rotation right now.
Right.
And I think it does make it stumble a little bit if you
that's
go from...
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it does make it hiccup a little bit, I think. Because I think Ted had that problem for a few months. He's like, I don't know what keeps happening. And then he figured out it was WAV files and Winamp would do that. It would make it go... It will cut off. Yeah,
that's why I asked. I remember all that.
All right, so change those waves. Change those waves. Change those waves. Everybody. All right.
The tree in the waves. I'm rocking on
Venison telling me keep on stream, Addy. Bookmarks are a work to change. But what are you talking about? What have I changed? I haven't changed the stream address. I get the same one out. What are you talking about, sir? Why are you screaming at me about numbers? I don't understand this. That's not nice. J-Rad saying Carlito with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 periods at the end of that. Hey, man. With 6 periods at the end of it, I will give you. Hey, man. Hey. All right, let's do a prank call. I don't know if you have any ideas. I feel like calling Starbucks over here. Ask them about the valet service that they don't have. It's on the big board over here. I got it written down. I think I might have done it once already before, but for some reason I haven't taken it off the big board. That's a sign that we need to get to it then, I think. Let's find out. Right back
big
with the
board.
Big fucking board.
Wait a minute. You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So, what I make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that part. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. So say good night to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you. Come on. Get away from the bad guy.
Oh, we did
the bad guy coming through.
Hang on, we lost the Ustream feed. Hey, shut up, Tony Montana.
I think your drunk dad's in the background angry about something.
Alright, tell me if Ustream's back up now. For some reason, it did flash up that the Ustream server did go down. Oh no, Hobzoid. Zach saying hi, nice to hear us live. Nice to see you live, sir. Good to be back. Same words coming from Big Nick. Glad we are back. He's glad us guys are back, man. Well, hey, man, it feels good, man. I'm glad to be here. Venison checking in the chat room. J-Rad's very excited about things. Met fan from 1987. Saw Big Jimbo Hayes hanging out. I didn't know he moved to Colorado. Now he's growing marijuana, he says. It's very exciting. Good for you, man. I watch that show Weeds, and I fantasize about living that world. Dude, Tuck, have you been watching Weeds? I caught up with the last...
Yeah.
Dude, it's kind of... don't tell me about the last episode, because I haven't seen that one yet, but I'm up to, you know, the show before the last. Do they get into Canada?
You know where they're at.
They're in Canada. And you know what? I was thinking over the summer, they were going to leave. They had to go to...
No, they're in Seattle.
They're in Seattle? I thought they were in Canada. Well, you just ruined it, you cunt.
They were...
Ah! 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 Ah!
You give me the wrong episode, because the last one, I don't know what you're watching.
Asshole!
Stop hitting me!
I was strangling the microphone. I was so angry there for a second. J-Rad asking, what's going on with the podcast? I updated the podcast. There's a new episode. There'll be another one coming up soon. Kokanee's working on that. Helping me out. I haven't seen him around. I think Kokanee's mad. Hey, we gotta call Milkman, man. Let's see if we can call Milkman. I promised him we'd try to do a Milkman show. A lot of people asking about Milkman in real life now. And he's better. He was in the hospital and stuff. Get him on the line. See if he'll answer.
Yeah, he does.
He's very hard to get a hold of now. Hey, Milkman, it's us. It's Carlito just calling you. Please give me a call back ASAP. It's important. I need money. Harry, please, it's an emergency. Thank you. Bye. Or maybe that'll get him. Oh, man, the monitor needs money.
That's why I went to the phone network. Because it's real money. Every time I pick up the phone, fuck yeah, yeah, I don't got no money.
I got to write a funny check. I got to go bounce a check. All right. Well, I was trying to call somebody. I forgot who it was. Let's find out. Starbucks, that's what it was.
Good evening. Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was looking for a Starbucks. What's this about?
Oh, well, allow me to connect to a Starbucks inside of our hotel.
What do they do there at the hotel?
What do you mean?
These people, what do they do? What are you people doing?
This is the front desk.
Yeah, I'm Sandler. What are you doing over there? What's up?
Working.
Working?
Did you need to speak with
someone? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to bother you. I was just trying to make you. I don't know. Yeah, you got Starbucks over there? You can put me through.
Yeah, okay.
You guys in charge of... Fucking ass.
What the hell?
I was trying to ask him. I need a fucking remote for my TV in the hotel room. And for some reason, a bunch of times now, I get into a hotel and there's no remote for the TV and I got to call the front desk. I think it's a fucking thing.
Starbucks, Robert.
Were you listening to that, Robert?
No, I wasn't. Hello.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear my complaint?
No.
Because these people don't put remotes in the TV. Every time that I come to this hotel, there's never a remote for the TV.
Okay.
You know? Hello?
I work at Starbucks. You need to talk to the front desk.
Yeah, I know. I asked for Starbucks, but I'm just saying. I was just having a conversation.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to be using the valet. So if you wouldn't mind pulling up the car, it's number 436.
You have to talk to valet about that.
Yeah, but this is a Starbucks, right?
Yes, sir.
You're in the ground floor?
I'm kind of serving people coffee. That's what I do. If you want to talk to your car, you need to get somebody from valet.
Yeah, you got the Cheesecake Factory stuff over there, right?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and charge that to room 212 then and bring it up if you could.
We do not deliver to the room. You have to come down.
But this is hotel. This is hotel.
Then you have to go through room service, not Starbucks.
Well, no, this is part of the hotel, right? You're in the hotel?
Yes, but I'm in Starbucks. Well, and if you want something delivered to your room, sir, you need to go through room
service. I have these papers here that came with the room inside the room next to the Bible. I came inside
the
room.
Well, sir, I'm the only person down here. I cannot leave Starbucks to deliver to your room. You have to go through room service.
Now, why is the information here? Why does it say right?
I don't know. Perhaps you would like to talk to the general manager of the hotel. That would, because I make coffee. I don't put literature in the room.
This isn't fair. There's stuff in the hotel that says that you can call to get anything out of the hotel, food, drinks, alcohol, services. It says down here that, and they put it on your account when you check out. It says right here.
Call room service, and they will gladly deliver it to your room.
But you're not understanding. It says it has your phone number in here, and it says that this is the Starbucks that's in the hotel. So what am I supposed to do?
We don't deliver.
But that's not the Starbucks. If I call the room service, they told me already that I had to call Starbucks to get the stuff from Starbucks.
Well, try them again, and I'll call them and say the same thing, and we'll get this matter rectified, and you'll get your coffee.
It sounds like I'm just going to get the runaround over here by you people. Are you Christian?
I'm sorry, sir. You have to call room service.
Put me through to room service immediately. Transfer this call.
It'd be easier for you to call because I cannot transfer.
This is my last quarter, man. You got to put me through.
Quarter? Are you up in a room?
I'm in a payphone.
You don't need a quarter to call room service from your room.
It doesn't take change. Like they don't because
money to call room service from your room.
It says here 25 cents per call. It says in the papers. When I was reading about phone charges, it says 25 cents per connection. I mean, he could have transferred me before already. All this time arguing about transferring me. and he could have transferred me. And I know he's listening over there, and he's wasting my time.
Love their job there. They are wanting to keep their job.
Jesus.
Or something. The lobby guy was like, you want me to actually do something?
Yeah, I got to do something. Well, he's happy to transfer the call.
Oh my god, it was such a big fucking deal. It was like he was at work. He thought he was still at the house.
Yeah. I had some of those hot chips. You know what I'm talking about? Chips that are like red hot. They're red, got this red shit on them.
I hate those.
You don't like
them?
Yeah.
Oh,
man,
because they're hot. I can't eat hot shit very well much.
Yeah, I think it tastes pretty good if you ask me.
Oh, the flavor's okay. It's the whole hot part.
The flavor's okay. They make them for some reason every time super, super ass thin. I don't know what the deal about that is. It tastes good, but
They're very powdery. That's another reason why I don't.
Yeah, like they're messy, and I got red shit all over my red flakes. They're real little flakes all over my shirt. It's called, anyway, the Kurz chips.
Like, people can work it for some fucking powdery.
I had to hide the bag from Athena so I don't get in trouble for eating them. I'll get in trouble for eating them if Athena finds out. It's contraband in this house. Red.
Have you ever had red hot Cheetos like that?
I don't like those at all. What I'm getting is I have a problem with these. They're like,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I got a weird nose and the spice goes up my nose and I end up like, you know, with a very runny nose after it every time I eat them. But it happens worse with the Cheetos. I don't like that flit taste at all. I like it with the potato, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, potato.
All right, let me call them back on conference and tell them I'm holding on the other line.
Is this the same hotel shit?
Yeah, I zoned out for a while. I was talking about food. You know how it is.
Your
I'm just sitting here, blah, 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 blah. I got to go off by 6 p.m. Eastern by the latest. I have to be off the air, so we got to make our time.
Okay, why?
Because I got to go to Sam's Club.
Ooh, Sam's Club, with you.
I have a membership to Sam's Club.
Card member, woo, woo.
it won't let me put in the fucking number. Oh. There's like a cell phone noise. You hear that?
I was about to say, move your cell phone away from
the
mic.
No, my cell phones are all way over there. I know it's not mine.
This is like a monkey phone show.
It's a monkey phone, you remember? They're using
this. They got a band.
Yes.
They got a band. I guess you got an invite from their band.
Yeah, I did.
On Facebook.
They recommended something for me. Those kids are quite talented with the telephones and all that stuff, you know?
Probably like in their 20s now, maybe.
Let's see what this is. Hello?
Please hold while we connect your call.
Ooh.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Denver, New York. Just been there for me. Is this you?
Hey there, big girl. I need to speak to the Starbucks, please.
One moment.
There you go.
Thank you for your time.
Starbucks, Robert speaking. I'm coming up here.
Hey, man. I'm on hold on the other line. It's taking a long time. I was wondering if you knew what the status was about transferring me over.
On transferring you or transferring
you? You were
I can try it again.
Well, no, I'm on hold. You're transferring me, and I'm calling on my other phone.
Okay, I'm going to try it again.
No, but how long do you think it's going to be?
It shouldn't be. I don't know what's going on down there. I just have to transfer you.
You think they're busy?
Should be more in a few minutes. I'm going to transfer you now.
Well, then I'll be transferred. I got a collector calling me, I think.
is Michael.
Yeah, hi. I'm on hold on the other line.
Please hold while we connect your call. Yeah, for room
service? Well, yeah, no, for the front desk. They got me on hold over there. I don't understand. Well, you can help me out then.
I can help you.
Yeah, I need to get a macchiata sent up from the Starbucks, and they're refusing to give me service. I want a macchiata, and I want one of those low-carb cheesecakes that they've got in the menu in the papers here. And they said they can't do it. What's this about? I don't
know. Are you...
I'm on
are
vacation.
Are you in a room?
I'm in vacation from Las Vegas, sir. And I'm trying to get room service, and they're refusing me service.
Are you in a guest room, sir?
I am.
Okay, which room are you calling from?
I want to know why they're not delivering my Starbucks to my room. Explain this. Why can't they take that information from me and deliver it? They keep saying I have to talk to you. And then I called the restaurant and they said no, that I have to talk to Starbucks if I want coffee and cheesecake.
Sir, I'm trying to help you here, but you're not giving me any information I need to help you with. I need just a room number so I can get that taken care of for you.
I'm in 5.
You're in 5?
Yeah.
There is no room 5.
105?
I'm sorry, sir.
205.
No, you're not calling from any room in the hotel.
No, I'm not.
All right, you have a good day.
Can you put me through to Starbucks?
No, sir.
Do it now.
Why?
Let me speak to your manager.
Where are you calling from?
Let me speak to your manager.
I am the manager, sir.
No 18-year-old effeminate kid's the manager. Let me speak to a man. Thank you, ma'am.
Sir.
Thank you, sweetie. Go ahead, honey. Put the manager on, sweetie. Hello?
Sir.
Always get me with the room, you know? Because I don't know. I don't know what room it is. How do I know what room it is? Get out of here with that shit. Hollywood was trying to call in on one phone. Let me try to call him in on here. Got your finest phone number here in the old cell phone. Oops.
Easy does it, they got something to say.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Speak with Summer Big Johnson, please.
Yes, I'm afraid she's unavailable right now. Let me see if I can get a hold of her.
All right, please wake her up. Thanks.
What's Hollywood Vagina doing there?
Hi, this is Summer.
Hey, sweetie. What's up, baby?
Hey, baby. What are you doing, Mr. Lito?
Yeah, look, I wanted to get some Starbucks. Can you order from Starbucks for me, please?
I'm sure.
All right, cool. Tell them you wanted to get it charged. Have you been listening to the show at all, Hollywood?
Huh?
Have you been listening to the show at all, or you just see me online?
Well, no, I just seen you online.
Oh, okay. You're out? Sounds like you're on the road.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, probably not in a good position to do a prank call, but just giving you a call back. I saw you called. I'm doing a show right now. Didn't know if you were aware.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's cool.
All right, buddy.
All right.
See you later.
All right.
Bye.
Right, bye.
Well, that was weird. Hollywood Vanya being very weird and secretive. What do you think is going on? I think he's with his mistress.
Yeah.
I think he's with his mistress.
I don't know.
I think so.
I thought you were calling someone and it happened to be Hollywood Vagina's voice picking up. It's like someone's moonlighting and going to do some secret stuff.
All right, Nunu mentioning that the Association.
Nunu has a hard on what that's about.
Yeah, he likes him, but he plays Farmville on Facebook, and he's currently sharing carrot bushels. Carrot bushels and selling carrot bushels in his market stall, and wants to share some free samples. All right, cool. Let's give a call to the and ask him about his free samples. Oh, shit. This might be funny. This might be treading some weird waters, but we're going to hopefully, maybe he's even at work, and we can talk to him. All right, let's see. I'll ask him about the samples.
Thank you for calling. This is... Can we help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Frank. I was supposed to call in about the samples.
Sorry, the samples?
Yeah, Mr. He said he had some samples that I was supposed to call in about.
Okay.
Do I have the right number? I don't know if I have the right number.
Well, you have reached his office. He's not here right now. Did you want to leave him a voicemail?
Well, is there someone who might know about these samples?
No, I'm sorry.
What samples are these exactly? I don't understand.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'm unfamiliar with.
What? Oh, are you just like a receptionist woman?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not just a receptionist woman. I'm the member services coordinator.
Okay, but you have no idea about. I mean, this is what kind of way of business is this to do business? I don't understand.
I'm sorry.
What kind of way to do business is this? That was what I was asking you a question.
Uh-huh. What kind of way to do business? Did you have an appointment with?
I'm supposed to get samples. I don't know if you heard that part or.
Mm-hmm. I will transfer you to the voicemail, and he'll probably be able to help you.
Is there maybe a man I can speak to first?
A man that you can speak to?
Yeah. Are there any men working there?
I'm so sorry. If you haven't had an appointment with him yet, maybe the best thing to do would be to leave him a voicemail.
No, he said to call in and speak to the guy, so maybe there's a man there, not a woman.
We don't have any gentlemen here that are familiar with samples.
Oh, you don't have any gentlemen there at all? I mean, you're running around the question here. We're beating around the bush. We're playing that song about going around the bush over and over again, and everyone falls down at the end.
Well, here, let me ask you a question. Did you want to leave this now?
No, I was trying to get more information about
we'll
the samples.
We'll leave it at that.
Samples!
Okay.
Samples!
Have a good day.
Samples! I want my free stuff!
Why is everyone today set on their own downer?
I don't know, yeah. Everyone is like, no. What's an exciting... What's an exciting town we can call? Seriously, what's...
Vegas is always an exciting town.
I don't know.
This is JT.
I'm calling about the samples, please. I'm supposed to get these samples from you people, and you're refusing to give me. I think that you people are hiding out something about these samples that happened, and if I don't get the samples, I'm going to go personally to Bob Morton and the News Solvers and tell them all about this.
About what, sir? What are we
talking about? The samples that you got that you're refusing to give out now after you contractually obligatory.
Sir, I have no idea who you are.
I need to speak to a man, first of all.
A who?
A man.
Well, you're speaking to the man. What's up?
What about these samples? Put me through to the person who's in charge of samples there, the services director of services or whatever it may be.
Well, I'm your guy. Talk to me about these samples. What are we talking about?
There's supposed to be several samples that I'm supposed to get about the soil and cleaning the soil. Green samples.
Wrong number, sir. Who are you trying to reach?
All I know is that this gentleman's supposed to give me samples, and these are important. This is for a university, okay?
Who are you trying to reach, sir? There's no reason to be so angry, first of all.
The lady
who are you trying to reach?
There was a woman over there who was rude, mean, and nasty to me. So I'm calling in a second time, and I'm a little on guard. I'm going to say I have a right to defend myself, sir.
You have the right to defend yourself.
I'm a man. I can call in, and I can be upset, and I can raise my voice because I have been affronted against. I was treated rude by some woman over there wearing the man pants.
Sir, are you calling from a business?
My name is Garson DeBromelo. I'm calling from DeBromelo International Associates.
Can you spell your name for me, please?
Garson, G-A-R-S-O-N, DeBromelo, D-E-B-R-A-M-A-L-O.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last few letters.
Bromelo.
D-E-B-R-A-M-A-L-O. M-A-L-O. And what company are you calling from today?
DeBromelo Associates International.
And who are you trying to reach today? Are you trying to reach...
Yes, about the samples. That's right.
Samples of what, sir?
Sir, I don't know. I don't deal with that part of things. It's for the university. Something about soil cleaning, soil samples. Core samples? I don't know. This is important.
Yeah, this is...
There are 3 weeks until this project is due to the Board of Regents.
Soil samples.
Samples.
Sir. Yeah. Well, let me do you this. Let me transfer you to voicemail. you can leave him a voicemail and...
Okay, yeah, the check's in the mail. You know what the biggest three lies are? I'm going to transfer to the voicemail, number one. Number two, the check's in the mail. Number three, I'm just going to put the head in. Go ahead and do it.
All right, sir. Best of luck to you.
Okay, I'm just going to put the head in. You got it. Right.
Hi, I've reached the phone.
You people are mean and nasty, and you need to send the samples as soon as possible to us over here. I'm calling from the university, Wesleyan University of East Indiana. You need to send those samples to us, because without the samples, we can't submit this project to the Board of Regents. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. Got tired of that pretty quick. He sounded slow, too. It was a little slow.
News ain't even in here. It's not even in here. No, never mind.
We got a family.
Did you enjoy it? Did you get your jollies off there, Nunu?
Nunu's all excited. You finally called him.
He has been bugging me about years now.
I don't understand, because every time we do the calls, it's never been funny. Except for the first time we messed with him.
I know!
It's been like 5 years.
That was great.
It's like 5-6 years since that happened. I think he's done some soundboard calls to him.
5 or 6 fucking years ago.
He's done some angry pranks to him before, I think, with soundboards or something. I think went somewhere. Maybe that's why he's got a thing for him.
Quit telling him he needs to get back and do those or do a show or something. He could just do soundboards. Just say hello. Hello, there is no new.
I hear you. Understood.
Yeah, all
right. Clear as a bell, fucker. We got the China Pro restaurant. Nihoma. Listen, I got directed over here by the embassy. You understand? Shut up.
Hey, hello?
I'm calling about the toilet.
Huh?
Calling about the toilet. You're supposed to come fix the toilet.
So do you call the clear space this China Pearl restaurant?
China Pearl restaurant, and yeah. That's what they told me to call, that you people were in charge of fixing the toilet from China.
No, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know.
I called the embassy in Washington, D.C., and I said that I have a toilet from China and is broken. And they said to me to call this number here that they will get help to fix the toilet.
Okay, long number, okay?
No, just China Pearl, fucking guy. We can do this prank. I know we can. We can get something out of this guy. Hold him back. I don't understand what's going on here with the order, huh?
So what can I do for you? This is the food service.
Exactly. I'm trying to order something.
So what do you need?
One toilet repair. All right. Try them again. They have to pick up. They have to pick up. Hello? 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 All right, let me call from another number then. Fine, I got tricks I can do too, bitch. Do it. Remember, it's all in town. Well, Hello? They don't even talk anymore. They're so stupid they don't even talk anymore. God damn it. All right. So in the back of my throat, you see what I'm talking to you about? Those fucking Red Hots, man. They fuck up my sinuses and my fucking throat and everything. Why do I fucking do it to myself every fucking time? They always get me. J-Red saying Green Bay Packers. I'm going to tell you something, gentlemen out there who follow the NFL. I'm usually not the Packers fan, but unfortunately I got stuck with fucking Rodgers for my quarterback off the Packers. I'm playing a custom ESPN league for fantasy football this year. Tucky, I have no idea what I'm talking about because it's not ballet or whatever you like. But I get two quarterbacks at a time, like, you know, playing at a time, getting points. And I let it auto-draft. I couldn't show up for the draft. And I got Aaron Rodgers and fucking Tony Romo as my other quarterback. So, I've lost the first two games of the season. Got fucking assed out. And then I had fucking Falcons D I could have played, or I could have played Steelers D last week. They both scored the same amount of points week number one. They were both projected by ESPN Monkeys to score exactly 6. I lose the game that I had in week two by 10 points, right? The Falcons got 4 points for their D. The fucking Steelers got 25. 25! And I sat there with the two of them and I watched them. I did all the research I could about who they were playing and this and that on Sunday morning. And right up to the time that, you know, they cut off trades and shit, right before noon, I went with the Falcons. Had I gone with the Steelers, I would have won by like a good solid 6 points. Not solid 6 points, but I would have fucking won. Fuck you, Andy. You look like a fat turtle with a shell. You're an ass, man. Really, that's really rude, man. You can bring a little more decorum to the chat room, man. You could be a little more respectful to yourself. You used to be a part of the show. You used to care. Not anymore. Now he just likes to make nasty, you know, comments about his friends. That's fine. Go ahead. J-Rad sent a fucking prank call idea. I gotta hear J-Rad. I'll give it a fucking shot. And he paused the video right where Carlito looks like he's shit. I'm gonna have to turn it off because I'm gonna get self-conscious. See, you want to see a turtle? I'm gonna go on my show. I'm gonna turn off the video, and then there's no fun for anybody, Andy. Okay, asshole. I could play that way. You want to ruin it for everybody? Because a lot of people like to see me here doing my show. I must say, I've had short shaved hair for like, oh, I don't know, the last 20 maybe more years of my life. And I've been letting it grow out. And today, for the first time, I could see my own hair in the shower when it was wet. It was down enough that it got in my eyes. And I was like, damn, it shocked me at first. Like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I haven't seen my hair like that, you know, since, I don't know, maybe I was like 8 years old the last time I had it long and curly. Now I'm growing it out like I was telling Tuck the other day about. I like it. But I got a hat on. I'm going to try to grow a mullet just for the hell of it. And I'm going to grow a wispy mustache.
Family Christian Store, this is Rosellen. May I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was looking for one of those Bibles over there, but I don't want the King James Version because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the King James Version of the Bible. What other versions do you have?
We have all the other different versions. We have New Living. We have NIV.
Which is the one that talks about that war in the end?
Pardon?
The one that talks about that war in the end of the whole thing. You know?
Oh, you mean Revelation?
Not really. I mean, there was this story, and the guy flew a plane. He was having an affair. It was in the Bible. You know, at the end, there was this dude in Europe, and he's like the Antichrist, and then this big dome, jello dome, went over Israel, and it shot a missile, and it didn't affect it because of Jesus. What Bible's that?
That's not in any Bible that I know of.
Is there a Bible that talks about how Jesus was black?
No.
Did you know that Jesus was a black?
Well, I don't know of any Bible that says that.
But it does say that his hair was like, you know, sheep's wool, and his face was black as brass. And he was, you know, from that part of the country, the world, that was black people, you know. They got color to them. You got a little color to them. Mm-hmm. Do you have any pictures of Jesus who doesn't look like a motorcycle guy? A motorcycle driver?
No.
What's the problem there? Why don't you open mind? You don't have black Jesus anywhere?
No.
Oh. Why not? Is this a white store? Or, I mean, if I'm not welcome there, I won't come in. I'm mixed race.
Oh, of course you are. You're welcome. Just come in and we'll try to help you.
But I want black Jesus. Are there any in the back somewhere?
No, we don't.
You don't have a colored section or anything there that has, like, books for blacks and stuff?
Well, they're mixed in with all of the rest of our books. We have black authors. We have... yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
But they're mixed in. We have them alphabetical according to the author's last name. We have a black gospel music section. We have, like Creflo Dollar and different, T.D. Jakes and different authors.
If there was a fight between Abraham Lincoln and Jesus, I'm thinking Jesus probably would win, but it'd be a good fight.
Well,
this question came up in one of my classes. I had a debate class, and they were talking about that. Like, you know, famous people fighting, and then I brought out the Jesus card, and some people say, no, that, you know, Jesus wouldn't fight, that he wouldn't fight at all. But I said, I remember how when he got turned over at the Mount of Olives, remember, night when the soldiers came? And he basically said, look, man, you don't think that I could have whooped everybody's ass here? I have a whole army here right now. Remember
but
that?
He didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't.
He did. He said he could if he wanted to, but he wasn't going to do it because his dad said he had to do it. He's like, whatever, just because my dad wasn't for that, you know, I'd be getting my business taken care of. He basically said that to those people. And good. I say good for him.
Okay, well, if I can help you with any product we have, I'll be glad to, but I've got customers waiting for me to ring them up.
Oh, but I'm saying, Jesus, I just...
If you want, just come on in.
Jesus will fight. He's not a chicken.
No, he's not.
Not like, you know, there's some other religious leaders out there right now who are like Uncle Tom chickens.
Okay, well, God bless you. Thank
whatever.
You
all right, dude. See you, man.
Bye.
That's true. That happened. Jesus said, well, you don't think I could have an army of angels
the
come
Bible
down?
The Bible bookstore has a big-ass line.
It's a big-ass line. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. She needs to go read the Bible.
That big ass line to the Bible bookstore. The new Billy Graham book just came out, I think.
Are there people that really read the whole Bible? Because I can't imagine reading through that whole big ass book. I would think the only book.
Holy
that...
shit! Yes. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah. They don't understand it, but they
read it.
Read it.
Yeah.
They read it every day. They have no clue what the fuck it says, but they read it.
I'm trying to set up the YouTube again, you know, get some clips on there, but for some reason the Ustream YouTube, the highlight creator, hasn't been working the last few times I've tried to use it, so I can make some snips, you know, and upload some stuff to YouTube. That would be a nice call to upload to YouTube right there.
What's not working here? In Ustream, the YouTube creator in Ustream or something?
You can create a highlight out of your recordings. Like, I forgot to record this. Fucking goddamn it. I was recording it at first.
So it said it went down earlier.
Yeah, well, it was recording when it shut down.
Went off.
Yeah, and it didn't come back up recording when I refreshed it. It went back broadcasting, and I just saw the button wasn't on. Damn it. Phew. I'll have to replay the show and get video for that. It's not the same.
What did they miss? No wonder.
Well, everything since...
Anything good they missed?
Yeah, well, they missed the last... I don't know, whatever. They missed a lot, probably.
Were there good calls?
The only good calls we've had in the last month. All right. Ack and Lou's Pizza Pub in Illinois. I want some more Christian bookstores, man. That was fun. What else can we talk about?
There's always Bible bookstores around where I live.
That makes me want to play those Muslim calls that we had. I don't know.
Put it
type in Tennessee and Bible bookstore.
Tennessee Bible book. A lot of bookstores up there in Tennessee.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
Well, that place is busy. We got a liquor store in Detroit. Store of them.
True. Still busy they are. Billy Graham just came out with a new angel book or something.
Come on. Skype's freezing up a little bit. Oh, man, I was getting into this song. Whoops. There we go. I hit backspace in accident. Okay. Let's try N. Pope. It's just a series of beeps. This show's good when people answer the calls. All right, the liquor store now. Trying them again. Nowhere fast, and I need to take a break. So the cat needs some water, and I want a sandwich. But I'll be back. Don't worry, I'll be back. I'll be back. When we come back, we'll have more prank calls, I'm sure. Send in those numbers, people. I've got a whole log of them behind me that I can pull from as well.
Bible bookstore numbers.
Yeah, Bible bookstores would be nice. Whatever you got. We could call that Justin Kidd that J-Rat sent us before.
They got Hiccupzob and Zigabeth. They got Zigabob and Hinkleflim and Zipadiah.
I don't know if J-Rat...
That's what most of the Bible really is. It's
just I don't
somebody
know.
Begot somebody else.
I don't know if J-Rat noticed, but his friend Justin that he had me prank calling that he was just mentioning a few seconds ago. His calls that we did to him live on the air made it to the podcast this last week, as a matter of fact. He's sending in his number again, so we'll probably call that.
Well, there you go.
Well, there we go. I'm trying to think. We could call a few more Starbucks, I think. I had some ideas for Starbucks. Maybe we could do a conference call, call a few Starbucks all at once. That's always fun to do. Sometimes we have luck with that shit. Sometimes we don't. You know what I mean? It just comes and goes.
It can be confusing.
Send any requests to me in the chat room. If you're not there now, go to madhouselive.com. Join the chat room. You can send it to myself. I can take those requests also. Nunu's in there also. Everyone in there is cool right now. It's all good.
No, I won't give them to you.
Oh, you ass. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Actually, give me a second there.
I don't pay attention. Why?
Hang on. I think I got Milkman calling. Give me a second. Anyway, I guess not. All right, so when we come back, we got some Starbucks to call. We got Justin to call over here. Brendan is sending a number for another Pope in Manchester. Religious places, religion. We could talk about religion all night, gentlemen, if you want. Hell yeah, I'm down for it. Whatever you guys want, bro. Whatever you guys want to do. Give me about 5 minutes at Madhouse Radio. We'll be back. Thank you.
Against you, my Lord, and I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me.
One of the most mysterious books ever written is the Book of Revelation or the Apocalypse.
is the future of the world and your part in it. The Book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible, features apocalyptic symbols and secrets.
Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
And I'm back, Madhouse Radio, for about another 45 minutes or so. Tombstone putting in a number for Canadian Jehovah's Witness Air Quarters. They have a special translation of the Bible. All right, let's give them a call. Thanks. Apparently he is a Jehovah's Witness. Ha 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 ha.
Great Jehovah!
Great jumping Jehovah.
Hey, I thought you got stoned if you said that word.
Good evening, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, hi. I want to ask you a question about the Bible.
May I put you on hold for a moment, please?
I said, but why? I asked him a question. Bitch. Aren't Jehovah's Witnesses, like, banned from Germany or something? Oh, those are Scientologists. Something like that. Eric Nielsen's a famous witness. I fucking cable again. Damn it. Herbal sending a number for Demos, Diners, and Donuts.
Hi there. Thanks for holding.
They were supposed to have donuts, I think.
The office is closed at 5. Could you call back between 8 and 5?
What do you do there, though?
This is a reception desk.
Oh, you're a receptionist?
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to call over there to see if there was someone still in the office, but they all left at 5.
But you don't know? You can't witness anything?
No. The questions are at between 8 and 5.
Wait a minute, though. You're supposed to be available to do witnessing any time, though. That's what it says in the Bible.
Yeah, but I'm the switchboard operator, so I got calls coming in constantly here.
Well, who's calling now? Is there that many people calling into the Jehovah's Witness?
Oh, yeah, this is a switchboard for 450 people.
Oh, so none of those 450 people can talk to me?
Well, between 8 and 5.
There's got to be someone. Come on. Please. I'm lost.
Yeah, no,
I'm lost.
Yeah.
I'm lost and I'm scared. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm scared.
Okay, let me put you on hold and see if I can find somebody.
Please. Thank you. No, he's got to. Almost go with this Jehovah save of him if he doesn't help me.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Tombstone is mentioning, yeah, he was a Jehovah's Witness. I know it was fact. He converted when he married Elisa Marie Presley, who was a famous witness, one of the big ones.
Well, he grew up Jehovah's Witness. His mom and dad were.
Right, right. That's true. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She's a Scientologist. He started going to Scientology school, church, when they were married. But you're right.
Church school.
You're right. That's true. I did see the movie on ABC that VH1 plays all the time. It's been a while since they played
exactly.
it, though.
Exactly.
Dr. Lego is one, and he says no.
No, VH1 plays every fucking Thanksgiving.
Do they? Is that the Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah.
That's their Alice's Restaurant?
Yes, it's a big Thanksgiving movie.
That's VH1's Alice's Restaurant. The Jackson... isn't it like... It's like 10 hours long. It's like Roots.
Yeah, it was a big miniseries thing. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, it was Roots.
It's the Roots... Of our age, of the 90s.
That's it. The 90s roots.
The 90s
exactly
roots.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Lego's a Jew. Come on, get out of here. What do you think Lego is? Let's give Lego a call while we wait here for the Jehovah's.
Everybody cried when they tied little Michael up to the lashes there and lashed him.
Yeah. But they didn't end with anything really good, because they ended when, like, his hair caught on fire. That's old shit.
And then they cut off his foot.
Did not.
They cut off little Michael's foot.
What up, my brother?
Hey, what's up, Lego?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing a show live. I just thought I'd say hi. You came up in conversation. You're a Jew, not a Jehovah's Witness, right? Right? You're Jewish. But you're not practicing. Hang on. All right, that's cool. That's cool. Did you get bar mitzvahed and all that?
Yeah, man. I got bar mitzvahed. I got thrown under the bus. The whole thing.
Nice, man. That's cool. Well, good, man. God bless you. Jesus loves you.
Yeah, the KKK don't love me.
Nah, they don't love anybody except for their own.
They think Jews, niggers, and sticks are, you know, the low scum of the earth.
And fags.
And my feeling is that, yeah, they don't like fags either. And my feeling is that, in all honesty, that the KKK, I think they're all wannabe gay people.
They are. They're all super closeted. Super. You know, what do you think? They're lighting a cross on fire. It's like flaming. Like, hello? Obviously. Yeah, there you go.
In fact, it just shows that they're gay for Jesus.
Yeah, everybody, if you don't know, Dr. Lego is writing an expose book, tells all about the KKK. He infiltrated the Klan and is writing a tell-all book that's coming out, I don't know when, in a few months, Lego. Good luck with that. I'll write the foreword for you if you want, all right?
Right, it's called Gay for Jesus, my book, by the way.
There you go. Gay for Jesus by Dr. Lego. Look for it.
Listen, by the way, just because I'm Jewish doesn't mean that I don't respect Jesus.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, we all respect him. To you, he was a good Jewish boy, right? He was just a nice Jewish kid.
All right. It's all good. As long as you don't fly airplanes into buildings, you're cool.
Good point. Well, I'm holding on the line with the Jehovah's Witness of Canada, so I'm going to let you go. But, hey, your stuff's been on the rotation. I got a lot of good positive vibes from it, so thanks for sharing some pranks with the rotation.
I got more for you. More's coming.
All right, let me...
There was one section. I got another section.
Okay. Let me know when you put it on, man, and I'll update it.
You got it.
All right. Take it easy, buddy. All right, man. You too, man. Love you too. Bye. Love you. Love you.
Okay, faggot.
That's
gay for Jesus.
Gay for Jesus. That's Dr. Lego. Y'all wanted him. There you go. Can you imagine Dr. Lego would possibly be able to infiltrate the fucking Klan? Is there a Klan in New York? There's got to be. Oh, I'm sure there is. They're everywhere. There probably is a Klan in Hawaii. That's a good thing. Let's see. Let's look up Ku Klux.
Jared Dillard has some hacker opened up at a little apartment somewhere.
Not in Hawaii.
Know, officially, I'm sure there is.
Let me look. KKK in Hawaii. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Hawaii, sure.
No. There can't be any KKK in Hawaii. Filipinos terrorized by secret organization. What? Hey, well, there's a story about it. Let me see. New York Times. Ku Klux Klan in Hawaii. Filipinos terrorized by secret organization of their countrymen. That's one of those things you gotta pay for. You know how the Times started doing that now? What a Rupert Murdoch. He had a brilliant idea. Oh, we'll make everybody pay to read our old articles. Like, okay. Sure, I'm gonna pay just because it came for the Times. Or I can just go to...
Yeah, I'll go and read the other with the free version of it.
The other 3,000 versions of the same story that's out there. Yes, sir. I'm going to pay for it. All right.
That's the AP story that everyone else has in the print.
All right. I'm going to play for the fucking Cadillac of it. That's right. That's a great business model right there. Okay, we're not getting an answer here from the witnesses. I'm tired of that. That's a lot of wasted effort for nothing, huh? Thank you. You witness?
Yeah. Jehovah's Witnesses aren't exciting people.
There's a way to...
You know, you got Michael Jackson and whatever here and there, but I mean, you know, as a... He was a rebel, so to speak, and,
A rebel.
Yeah, they're not, you know...
A rebel, a man who wanted to look like Peter Pan.
Jehovah's Witnesses Canada branch. For the service en français, appuyez sur le...
Yeah, big rebel.
Car office hours are Monday through Friday.
Please hold for assistance.
Reception, how may I help you?
Yeah, I was being transferred to someone because I need help. And I needed someone to witness to me, but the gentleman has me on hold on the other line, so I was calling to see maybe I get someone else.
Right. He's trying to page the brother that has a pager to try to handle calls after hours, and he's not responding.
Oh, Jesus, help me. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to forget it. Don't worry. Don't worry. I don't need help. I guess this is God's way of saying that I don't need help. Thank you for nothing. Bye. Bye. You can say bye at least.
No, I was going to say, if you wanted, you could go to the local congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses if you feel desperate. There's witnesses all across the country. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Right.
And you're calling in the Canada branch?
Yeah. This is the number that the embassy gave me.
Oh, because there's a branch in Hawaii that you can call, and there's brothers in Hawaii you can talk to there.
But I called the embassy.
Embassy can give you, ask them for the local witnesses, and you can go right to see them.
They said that they can't give me religious information, they refer me to this office here from my home country.
You're from Canada.
I'm from Toronto.
You're from Toronto. So you are a witness?
No, I need help I lost my wife. I lost my money. My wife left me. You know, where's God? I'm calling God's office here, God's representative from my country, and they're saying that I can only call from 8 to 5. I'm going to drink alcohol tonight. I'm going to have unprotected sex, and I'm going to drink cigarettes with no filters on them.
You know what? I'm just a switchboard operator, so it's, you know, just to be reasonable, that's not my role. So we're trying our best to find someone. If you want to go on hold again, I can try to page him.
But aren't
that's
you
all I can do for you?
Aren't you
is
a witness?
Good? Do you want to hold?
Yeah, but aren't you a witness? Aren't you supposed to be able to witness me or whatever?
Yeah, but it's not. I'm not supposed to do that on this duty because I have phone calls ringing constantly, and I don't have time to do that. I'm working on another assignment.
All right. So when
you know what I'm saying?
So there's other people getting transferred to people who are on the phone over there, right? You said.
I have to answer the phones when calls come in all evening, so I can't handle my own personal calls.
But
that's my job, right?
But I'm thinking the next time that someone calls and asks for an extension or a person, put me through instead because you know that's someone who's a witness who's going to answer that.
It doesn't work that way. Do you want to hold and I'll try again? If you hold, I'll try again.
All right, but I'm saying if it doesn't work out, I'm just going to do harm to myself with alcohol.
Okay, you do what you want to do. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Alcohol and drugs tonight.
One moment.
It's on you. All right. Thank you to everybody listening. We got about 30 minutes left of the show. Funny kind. I'm calling a diner here. Dino's Diner.
Is this their music again, or is this yours?
That's their music. Fucker, don't get it twisted. It's gonna be in the background now.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, go ahead. He's on the line.
Hello, ma'am? Yeah, who am I? Is this the brother? I'm sorry, what? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm in Hawaii.
Okay.
And I checked into a hotel, and there was this Bible there that apparently they give for free. Mm-hmm. And now I'm confused.
Why?
Because I started reading the Bible, and it talks about this Jesus who loved everybody and things.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to believe? I don't understand. They told me so much nice things about this. They came to my door, they knocked on the door, and they sat down with the Bible, and they told me all these good things.
You mean Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, they were Christians or something.
Oh, okay.
But
so what?
It flies in the face of everything that I learn as a witness.
Are you a witness?
Yes. I haven't practiced in 6 years, but as a kid I went. I haven't been since I was 19.
Okay.
To the congregation.
Well, why don't you try to contact the local branch in Hawaii?
They won't allow me to come in there anymore, they said. They have a warrant against me.
Why is that for?
Because the last time I went in there, I got upset and I started crying, and they asked me not to come back again.
Mm-hmm. And are you from the States or from Hawaii?
No, I'm from Canada, from Toronto.
Oh, from Toronto, I see.
And I was there last week, and I went asking for questions, and I have been drinking.
So, if I understand, you're on vacation right now in Hawaii, right?
Well, I kind of showed up here to meet another person that I met on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife found out, and I'm not allowed back in the house that I came from in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person threw me out in the street over here. So I've been living on credit cards and money that I had in my savings account.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I've been drinking.
There's not too much we can do here at the branch.
Well, what can God do? What do I do? I don't understand. You people are supposed to help me. I've been paying my dues at this Jehovah's Witness place. My family's been paying the money to the congregation that they would go to when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the papers that they gave me, it says that we're supposed to support each other, it says.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually it's the local elders that can help you. If you can find a local congregation and go and sit, talk to the elders, that's the best way you can do it.
But they won't talk to me. They won't listen to me anymore. Can you make a call on my behalf?
No, I don't think so, no.
Can I connect you with one of the elders now? Can you explain that they just need to help me out, that I'm sorry, that you talked to me?
Sure.
You don't happen to have their phone number, do you?
No. Hawaii is a different branch, so we have no
you, cause you're, yeah, because you're from home. You're from Canada, which is where I'm from.
That's right, yeah.
But, I mean, you'd be able maybe to put in a good word. I mean, like say, hey, listen, this gentleman here, Garson, he's, you know, having trouble.
We cannot put a good word for you. We don't know you.
No, but just try to explain.
How can you put a good word for you?
Because I'm a Jehovah's Witness, and I'm sorry.
Well, you convince the local elders.
But if
not
I call,
us.
Will you help me, like coach me through? If could you be on the phone? I'll connect them right now. I can do three-way call. It'll be three seconds.
No, we can't help you. No.
Please, I beg you, please, in the name of God, please.
No, you just have to work your way through the local elders. You ask the branch to meet with the local elders.
But do you think they'll listen to me?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe not the branch, but the local elders will.
There's not like some kind of book maybe that they could add me to that'll keep me from being able to get...
No. We don't keep such a record.
Well, that's what I told...
Ask the branch where the local elders and talk to your local elders.
And you think they'll be able to accept me?
Yeah.
I mean, and they all have it. They have a local... I'm in Oahu. You have no idea who would be the person that I could talk to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you try local elders.
And is it like a specific type of elder that I should ask about?
No, anyone. Yeah, anyone.
And no. But I thought you're supposed to give me assistance. I mean, can't you like do a letter that says that I'm forgiven?
Well, we can't even send a letter. We don't know you. We don't even know whether it is fellowship or approved, or we have no clue who you are, so we can't.
But I'm a member. I'm a member of the Jehovah's Witness. Please. Yeah. Just tell them to let me back into the church so that I could get some help, because you're not helping me out.
Yeah, and that's why the local elders will help you. As the branch, where are the congregation? The closest congregation from where you are now, and you go and see your elders.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think they're going to want to listen to me at all, ever again.
No, you have to try that. You have because, to try it.
Because of the I'm trying to connect them now, but they won't even answer the phone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You don't have any suggestions at all of what I could do?
No, I have no suggestion. I'm sorry.
Can we pray together?
Well, we don't know who you are, so can't do that either.
Well, you can't pray with me.
No, I don't know if you're disfellowshipped. I don't know who you are.
But what's wrong? What do you mean? It doesn't matter, friend. I'm not disfellowshipped. Of course not. Why would you accuse me of that, of such a thing?
No, I say I don't know. I didn't accuse you, but I don't know who you are.
Good morning, Melania Assembly Hall.
Yes, hi. Listen, I'm calling with the Association of Canadian Jehovah's Witnesses. This is Garson DeBromelo, and he's speaking on my behalf. Sir, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. There's a gentleman on the line here with the Canadian branch of Jehovah's Witnesses. And he's calling on my behalf to authorize you to allow me into the assembly hall.
Okay, hold on one moment, please.
Thank you. Sir, are you going to help out or what? I need help.
No, I'll try.
Okay. Thank you. So you're pretty high up there in the witnesses, right? Are you an elder?
Oh, yeah.
Good. That's good. Thank you for helping. You see, they got Hawaiian music here. Isn't that funny? Because we're in Hawaii right now. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
I'm going to come for you right now.
Thank you, ma'am. This is going to be the guy that I talked to before, and he said that I couldn't come in anymore.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, listen, this is Garson calling again, and I have the gentleman from the Canadian Witnesses. Sir, can you say hello? Are you still on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'm... Hello?
He's calling on my behalf. Sir. He's giving authorization that, you know, that you're, that I still have a fellowship and that I can still come into the assembly hall, that they were not saying that I could not come in. He's going to explain it all to you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so look, I'm from the branch in Canada here,
uh-huh.
Branch office. So he phoned, and we don't know him. We don't know who he is. I don't know if he's fellowship, reproved, or what. I have no idea who he is. He wants to have some help. He claims he's a Jehovah's Witness. So our suggestion is if you could meet with a couple elders and explain the situation.
And what I'm explaining is that the elders are refusing to see me because of the situation of what happened with me at the Kingdom Hall.
Which elders would that be?
The elders in the Hawaii Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall, the Assembly Hall.
You mean the branch? You mean the branch?
Yes, they said, don't you ever come here again, and he called me son of a bitch and everything in front of all those people and women.
I doubt that very much.
No, he did. He called me son of a bitch in front of all these people.
Let's try to...
That's not the brother that's talking with you and me. That might have been somebody else, but that's which Kingdom Hall and which brother? You have to tell me who, and then I can help you out.
I'm on vacation, the one in Hawaii, and then I just called now the directory services.
Okay, there's 100 congregations in Hawaii.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. You see what I mean? The brother from Canada knows. Now he sees what I mean. I'm from Canada, and you're discriminating against me.
No. Listen.
He agrees.
Brother, let me talk, please. Look, we are not discriminating. Nobody knows who you are. And nobody would be vulgar. No elders would be vulgar against anybody else. I don't believe that at all. So they must have a reason why they said you should leave the premises.
But what I'm saying is I can help you if you give me the address of the Kingdom Hall you were attending.
It was in Oahu.
Okay, on Oahu. So there's... There's 57 congregations on this island.
Oh, my goodness.
There's four full circuits of Jehovah's Witnesses, over 6,000. There's almost 9,000 witnesses in the state. Had over 20,000 at the memorial last year statewide.
Wow, beautiful.
So what I'm saying is we'd love to help you. We'd love to help you. but I need to know the specifics of the situation and why someone would give you that direction. Whatever was said, that's between you and them. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there.
Listen,
but
I left.
Well, we'd like to help. Are you in Oahu now?
Yes, I I'm on the streets now. You see, I'm from Toronto, and then I left my wife to go be with another person who I got involved with on the internet. And then she found out and she told me I'm not allowed back. And then Jehovah's, the Kingdom Hall that I'm from, that assembly hall called and said never to come back either. They said that I wasn't welcome. So then I went for help at the Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall in Oahu. And I started crying and I was upset. And there was words exchanged and one man was going to hit me, he said. He rolled up his shirt sleeves and everything. There was a woman who took off her earrings because she wanted to fight me. And then the brother over there called me son of a bitch. And he said that he could call the police and that they would come and they could never come back. He said, never come back again, he said. Anywhere, well, he said.
You don't know if that was an elder, though.
Well,
you
I don't know.
That was somebody at the hall.
It was rude, nasty people. I've been decommissioned.
What Kingdom Hall was that?
The one in Oahu.
Where? Waikiki?
Palilo.
Haleiwa King Congregation.
Palavo or something. Palao. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you remember how you got there? Did you walk? Did you go by bus?
The man who paid for my plane ticket to come over here, his wife found out and he kicked me out now. So I've been living in a hotel and I'm almost out of money. And all I'm asking is for some. I'm not asking for money. I just want some counseling on what to do.
Uh-huh.
But now they've threatened me. They said they call me son of a bitch and everything. So then I called Canada, the Canada branch. And they put me through this man, and I told him what was going on, and he said he was going to defend me, that absolutely not, that he was taking my case, that he was going to speak on my behalf, and that you all had to listen to what he says because he's an elder, like that's a higher rank is what he told me. And I think now maybe he's changing his story. I don't even know if he's on the phone anymore.
Yeah, no, I think he's still there.
Canada man.
I'm still here, yeah.
But
yeah, he's listening.
He's over you, sir. I was drinking when I went into the witness hall, and now they said that I can't come back. But
you
I was
drinking.
But I was drinking because I was upset because I left my wife, and then she left me, and then my mistress left me, and I had nothing.
When that took place, you met with the brothers there in Canada, Toronto?
My suggestion here from the Canadian branch, when you come back to Canada, you go to the congregation where your wife was and talk to your elders and see what they can do to help you with you and your wife. But right now, we're not able to help you because we don't know you. Brothers in Hawaii don't know you. We don't know you either. We don't know who you are.
Sir, here's what I'm thinking would be we could do. This is what I can promise the brother in Hawaii. Are you there, brother in Hawaii?
Yeah.
On behalf of me, the Canadian branch here, this gentleman's going to authorize a fellowship for your Kingdom Hall. I don't know how much you want to agree on, sir. I don't know how much is available. They'll do a fellowship on my behalf so that you can allow me back in.
Yeah, no, what I'm asking is, did you meet with the brothers in Canada?
No, they're on the
phone. Your elder body in Canada.
They're on the phone now.
Not the brother. He doesn't know you. I'm talking about the elders in the congregation you were baptized with.
Yeah, they won't talk.
I think he's inactive.
Yeah, so how long ago were you in that congregation? And when you met with them, what was the end result of that meeting?
Well, ever since I started going to Berkeley in California, I stopped going to Kingdom Hall, and then I dropped out because of some academic dishonesty thing, and I don't want to get into it, and I went back to Canada.
No, I see, but you know, was that 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago?
Well,
how long have you been away from the congregation?
I'm 24 now, and the last time I went to the congregation was when I was 19. It was right after. It was my first break after I left for college.
I see. And you were married, and then there was mistakes, whatever happened. But the brothers, what happened with those elders that you met with in Canada? You didn't meet with them. You just left.
They called me and they threatened me. And they said if I ever showed up again in town, that they were going to take me out.
Okay, but
I had relations with a man, and don't tell anybody about this.
And you never met with them. You just left.
Well, I can't go back. I haven't been back yet. They won't let me. They said I can't step foot in town anymore. They said don't dare show my face.
Well, that's not the case, but if whoever you heard that from, that's not the case. But
No, but you
never
understand.
Met with any of the elders.
The brother from the elder from Canada will let you know this is how they are in Canada. They're very serious about this. But he's calling to get he got it fixed up already, and he said that he'll give you guys a grant, maybe a few thousand dollars Canadian, to your Kingdom Hall, and so that you'll accept me back, right, sir? You said that, right?
Never in my life. Where did you ever dream that?
Because I've been paying into these dues for Jehovah's Witnesses, and I think it's like insurance, and I think I'm.
We don't.
No,
pay dues.
No. You need to help me. No, you need to help me.
So that's what I'm trying to do, but you're not being logical right now.
No, he needs to help me. He needs to help me out and get back into the Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah,
well,
what I'm saying is,
when you come back from a vacation, come back to Canada, go to your congregation where you used to belong before when you were 19 years old, talk to your elders and tell them you like to be helped by the elders. But right now, there is nothing the Hawaiian brothers can do or we can do here from Toronto.
Well, you can reinstate me is what you can do, and then this trouble will be over. Somebody reinstate
me. Well, you're not disfellowshipped.
I command you to reinstate me.
Oh, you're not disfellowshipped if you never met with the brothers.
Well, if I'm not then what's this all about? Then I'm totally mistaken then.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. If you never met with them, did they give you any paperwork? Did they write you a letter with certified mail?
No.
Yeah, they've never met with you. They've never been able to even apply scriptural counsel on your behalf. You've never even heard the reasons why you should change your life course. Maybe that's why you're acting the way you are now.
Son of a bitch.
You know what I mean?
Wow. God damn it. Son of a bitch.
We don't have to take that.
Son of a bitch, right?
We don't need that.
That's what I'm saying. Us Canadians don't need that. You people talking like that just because you're from the United States.
No.
I agree with the brother from Canada. We don't need this. We don't need your charity.
Look,
I'm confused now. I don't understand the last four statements you've made. They're nonsensical.
I'm writing up a report on the Hawaiian Jehovah's Witnesses right now. I'm going to file it with the gentleman in Canada who's on the line.
Okay. So you're wanting help, but then you're not really listening to what we're trying to explain to you.
All right, what are you trying to say? I'm sorry.
I don't know where you're at. Are you in Honolulu? Are you in Waikiki?
Oahu.
Is this the number where you can be reached at?
Yeah, this is my cell phone.
So you can be reached at, and this is a local number, 808 area code?
Yeah, that's right. No, this is my cell phone. It's not 808 area code. It's my cell phone from home, from Canada.
So it's listed as a local number on my readout. So what would your number be? Because I'll be more than happy to contact you and do what we can to get you reattached to the congregation where you're from.
Yeah, but what I'm concerned about with is, you know, what people are going to say after these actions. I'm trying to secure some help from Canada, and my own countrymen don't want to help me out.
Countrymen?
I'm Canadian, sir. I'm not American. I'm not this American. I'm a Canadian.
Yeah, no, I understand. But that's sort of irrelevant for Jehovah's people.
I know. That's what I thought until this phone call.
This is the number you can be reached at, though?
I'm trying to figure out
exactly.
I'm trying to get allowed back into the Kingdom Hall. I want to get back I want to get back on a good footing here, and I'm doing everything I can, you know, to keep my wits about me. But I've been.
But you're not telling me which Kingdom Hall you were at where there was the problem.
The one in Canada.
No. You said it was here.
Toronto.
You said it was here
the one in Oahu. No. As I don't understand how it's so hard to understand Oahu.
Well, there's like I said, there's.
It's on Peleliu Street, something like that.
And how did you get up here? You took the bus.
My rental car. I don't have a rental car anymore. It's gone now. I ran out of money.
How long ago did that happen?
2 weeks ago.
And it was here at the Kingdom Hall?
At the Kingdom Hall in Pala'u.
Okay. And you don't know who it was that spoke with you?
I spoke to several people there. I don't know. I can't keep track of all this.
Because I know some of the folks from that congregation. I'm just wondering, you know, what was the reason
why? Rude man who took. He rolled up his sleeves and everything. I don't know.
Was it during a circuit event as well?
No.
Is it a regular size Kingdom Hall? What kind of building? What did you notice about the building?
It's a regular size building. I don't know what else to say. Kingdom Hall. Beautiful building, beautiful structure. Looked pretty new to me, or at least well kept. I can see a lot of money flowing in here.
How did you get to the up to the Kingdom Hall itself? What did you do to get into the Kingdom Hall?
I drove in a car. I was drinking.
No, I mean when you got to the facility.
I was drinking, sir. I don't remember much.
Did you get an elevator? Did you take the stairs?
No, I took stairs. It took me some time to get up the stairs. I'm pretty sure there were stairs involved, yes.
Okay, because I'm trying to see if you're at the right facility that I'm thinking of.
You think I might have been right next door? Maybe I wasn't even in a Kingdom Hall.
No, I think you probably were. If you, but you're not saying the name right. But I'm not sure which one. There's one in Palolo.
It said Jehovah's one, Witness.
There's a Halava and there's a Haleiwa. See, all the names out here are quite similar. So.
Oh Jesus.
So, what's your name?
Garson DeBromelo. I'm a UFC fighter.
Oh yeah. What's your record?
I haven't fought yet.
Oh, you're training.
I've been training in Florida for quite some time now. I'm trying to fight out of Toronto. But then again, I got into relations with a man, so what is that going to do for me now?
I don't know.
Well, I'm banned. Banned from the sport. Canada man, are you still there?
Yeah,
you have
a
local...
You're a traitor.
You have a local...
I want to point out that the man from Canada is a traitor.
You have a local number here. If I call this number back, you'll pick up?
All I know, listen, I'm calling you from the hotel room. You want a number you can call me back at. You ready to copy it down?
Yeah. Okay. That's a Canadian cell, but the same.
Oh, that's,
the same
no. Well, yeah, it is a Canadian cell. I thought you meant Hawaiian.
But the other question I had is what time were you at the Kingdom Hall? What time?
It was I was drinking in the middle of the afternoon. I know made a point not to start drinking until it was after 12.
Okay, and let me have your name one more time.
Garson DeBromelo.
Garson DeBromelo.
Sometime, we'll say about probably around 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so I don't know which Kingdom Hall that is or anything, but I was going to make phone calls to a couple of my friends that are in those congregations that have similar names, and then I can get back in touch with you.
Get back in touch with me. And you got to, just let me back in, please.
702-608-3664. I can call you back at that number anytime today.
Yeah, just make sure you give me a call back. It's urgent and important.
Okay, Garson, thanks for the call.
Thanks. Okay.
And I don't know if you're still on the line with the Canadian brother, but...
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Well, basically...
So thank you very much for looking after it.
Yeah, and what the brother's saying, Garson, mm-hmm. is for there to be real spiritual help, you really do need to go back to where the problem initiated. You know, if you can't, then definitely we'll try to provide it here for you here in Hawaii.
I should go back to the homosexual man's house.
No, we
house.
Don't know the situation, so we at least have to ask them. You know, I think that maybe you've sort of like on your own merit felt that you didn't qualify and just disappeared. It doesn't sound as if you've ever received any scriptural counsel about the matters you just discussed.
So I should go back to that man's house that I came to the...
No, I'm not talking about here locally. I'm talking about the initial problem you had back in 5 years ago when you were 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to help. We want you to be part of the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, you know, that whatever happened between you and certain individuals, that's neither here nor there. Your take on it might be a little bit jaded, though, if you're admitting to me that you were drinking the whole time.
I don't remember half of it. I don't remember half of it. Maybe the devil was talking to me through that fire water. You know how it is.
Yeah, so my whole point, though, is, don't be overly critical, overly negative. We do want to help. You know, if we didn't want to help, the brother from Canada and I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now.
Well, thank goodness. Thank you for that.
Do you agree to that? So
yeah,
let me make a couple phone calls. I'll try to locate the Kingdom Hall where something like that might have happened here locally. But, like, we're not going to immediately, like, just handle everything. We have to be in touch with those who initially tried to help you.
I agree.
And if you just sort of disappeared or fell off the face of the earth, so to speak, there still is a way for you to get back to the congregation.
But I'm sorry. You don't understand how sorry. I'm sorry I did that to you guys.
Yeah, but rest assured, there is a way for you to come back to the organization. Sometimes we're our own worst critic.
I'll work part-time, whatever it takes to get back in. I'll do it.
But it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with any of those things. Your return to the congregation is a real personal thing between you and Jehovah, and the elders and the arrangement is we're there to help, you know. So don't immediately be overly critical when you finally get some help, you know.
All right.
And I really respect the brother from Canada, too, for, you know, being patient and kind, too. So.
All right.
I'll be in touch with you sometime today, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
God. They don't shut up even when you're on the phone with them, just like when they come to your house. Jesus, shut up.
Exactly, that's what they're for. That's the great of my channel. Shut up.
They really are like that, aren't they? All right, that was cool. Herbal Bacon sending me information. Yeah, I had a whole list.
Well, we learned our lesson.
I had a whole list of the Kingdom Halls in Oahu, but I didn't want to give him one because he's on some goose chase now. Might give him something to do. How does...
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Well, good on you, man. Look at you. You actually gave him something to do.
What's with a 450-person place in Canada, you know? Jehovah's Witness headquarters. Good God. That's some serious shit. I don't trust that at all. You ask me, they should send some fucking the Mounties in there or something. Check it out. Plant some bugs. They're up to no good. Yeah. Asking me, I thought he was trying to trip me up. I was like,
that's
who's there?
Secret societies clearly are at.
Yeah. Who went in a fight? The Jehovah's Witnesses or the fucking Freemasons? Let me know. Share your thoughts. Madhouse Radio. Got 5 minutes left to show here. I'll try one more prank call. Let's see what else came in the meantime. Keep in mind, the request a prank form is back in the chat room if you're at madhouselive.com/chat or if you click on the chat link over in the front madhouselive.com page. We got an easy to fill out form and nobody has used it. Thank you, assholes.
Chat.
Freemasons would win, Andy says. Atomic asked me to call the Freemasons. That's one thing I will not do. I don't want to get killed. Freemasons in a massacre. Hell yeah. They got tools. They're Freemason tools. I don't know if I ever talked about it. I went to a funeral once, and the guy was a Freemason, and they had the Freemasons come up for the funeral. They did some really weird shit. They had some, like, they were, like, talk... The guy came out and he spoke at the podium where the service was, you know. He put on this hat like he was one of the Blues Brothers, and he started saying, you know, since the beginning of blah, 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 when we created the pyramids. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they came out, they had these pole things, and they put them together to make a triangle, and they did these prayers, but they were the weirdest fucking thing ever. And it was weird because the guy's funeral, he was like this redneck from Florida. And he only got in through, like, favors of a friend. Like, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, one of his friends was like, oh, hey, they're a big hoss. You should,
right, yeah.
I want you to be a Freemason. And he went to maybe, like, 5 or 6 meetings. And he had money, so I think he gave him some money and shit. So
they just sit around playing cards, yeah. Actually, is all those little clubs like they do.
I don't know. But it was, like, a redneck family that was there. And they're all like, what the fuck is this? You know, what the fuck is this? And that's funny because, like, it was my ex-girlfriend, and one of the guys, it was her grandfather that died. So he had said in his will that he wanted to have the Freemasons at his funeral. So they had him out there, and he hadn't been to the Freemasons for, I don't know, like 10 years at that point. He was totally not involved, and it was like this, you know, redneck kind of family, and it's weirdest thing ever. I'm like, whatever. And at the same time, the guy had fought in Andy would be able to tell us, and I forget because I'm drawing a blank. The big island invasion in World War II, Guadalcanal. He fought in Guadalcanal. He was a Marine, and one of the brother-in-laws of his was like a Marine also, and he's like, well, he told me on his deathbed that he wanted to have a Marine funeral. I'm going to call the local Marine office myself. And I'm like, okay, whatever, asshole, just do it. So the Marines came out also, and they did their trumpet thing, and there were these two Marines in uniforms, and they gave the flag to the grandma and all that. And they were, like, standing around watching all this weird, like, gay-looking Freemason triangle stick poles and weird prayers, and the guy looking like Belushi from the – and they were, like, looking around like, what the hell is this? You know, like, it was so awkward. So it was a combination military Freemason funeral. Good times. And then we had Mexican food after that. That was such a weird day and a weird relationship that
I
had. Yeah. Hey, we're out of time. Look at that. Everybody, hey, I chatted it up. Chatty Nancy over here. Tuck, you got any plans for shows? You got any plans for shows this weekend or later on this week until the next show we do here?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I got a phone card. I was planning around with that, but I need to do more planning and get some numbers. And yeah, I need to talk to you about getting back into that email thing that you gave me.
Okay.
Over the
yeah, I got a whole bank of phone numbers that we can prank on. Online, I'll share that, and then I'm gonna set up. You know how I always talk about the big board. I'm gonna set up a big board that we can all post on when we get ideas, or
big
you know,
board.
The big board. All right, so I'm gonna be going up to Sam's now. Herbal Bacon doesn't want me to go, but I have to. I'm contractually obligated to my wife.
Plus, I got a car. Look at me going to Sam's Club.
I got a horse's carriage, Tuck. All right, so. Last week we...
Where's the horse's carriage? I want a horse's carriage. Where are you getting a horse's carriage?
All right. I don't know when we're going to do the... We're going to do a show next week. I don't know when. Be sure to watch MadhouseLive.com. It'll be on there on the countdown on the page and on the Twitter and the Facebook. All that information is at MadhouseLive.com. Be sure you're checking that out. Be a new podcast update this weekend. And more. We're starting to become more active here, trying to promote the show times and stuff. I saw a lot of people showed up this afternoon, so thank you all. I'm going to get better at this thing. We're coming around, Tuck. All right, we'll catch you next week. Thank you, everybody.
Check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here. Feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Hit me.
Hi there, Karen. Are you in there regularly on Sundays?
Me personally?
Yes.
Most, not always.